The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. And now to start with, the Office of the Custodian under the Ministry of Finance, Department of Financial Services invites applications for filling multiple posts at its Mumbai office on deputation basis. The vacancies include three posts of Senior Administrative Officer, Officer on Special Duty, Group B Gazetted in Pay Level 9, one post of Private Secretary in Pay Level 7, and five posts of Assistants in Pay Level 6. The last date for receipt of complete applications is 30 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For detailed eligibility criteria, terms and the application performer, kindly visit the website at www.financialservices.gov.in under the Office of the Custodian. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, invites applications for one post of Assistant Section Officer on deputation basis on foreign service terms at its state office, Bhopal. Eligible officers should submit their applications in the prescribed format to the Director HR, UIDAI, Regional Office, Ground Floor, Supreme Court Metro Station, Pragati Maidan, New Delhi, 11001 by 25th July 2025. The detailed vacancy circular, including eligibility criteria and application procedure, you may kindly go on to the website, that is at www.uidai.gov.in, or you could call 1947. Directorate General Border Security Force, BSF, invites applications on deputation basis for its various Group C non-gazetted, non-ministerial posts in its engineering setup, including Head Constable, Generator Mechanic, Operator, Electrician, Lineman, Carpenter, Pump Operator, Pioneer, and Constable, in pay levels 3 and 4 as per the 7 CPC. Eligible candidates from the Army, CAPFs, State Police, CPWD, PWD or Central and State Government Departments with requisite qualifications, metric plus ITI and relevant experience can apply. Deputation is for 3 years with an upper age limit of 52 years. Applications complete in all respects through proper channel must reach the Deputy Inspector General Staff BSF CGO Complex Lodi Road, New Delhi 11003 within 60 days of publication of this advertisement. For full details and application format, kindly visit the website at https://www.bsf.nic.in. The Regional Centre for Biotechnology, RCB, invites online applications for the post of Finance Officer Level 13 on direct recruitment, deputation or contract basis. There is one unreserved vacancy. Eligible experience and result-oriented candidates may apply. The last date for submission of online applications is 5/8/2025. For complete details, kindly visit the official website at www.rcb.res.in. Troop Comforts Limited, a Government of India enterprise under the Ministry of Defence, invites online applications for the post of Chief Information Manager on a fixed-term tenure basis. Kindly apply through the official website before 19/7/2025. For eligibility criteria, terms and conditions, kindly visit the website at https://www.troopcomfortslimited.co.in. Bharatiya Nabikia Vidyut Nigam Limited, a Government of India enterprise under the Department of Atomic Energy, invites online applications from eligible Indian citizens for the post of Joint Assistant Company Secretary Level 11 as per the 7th CPC. Age limit is 33 years as on the last date of application, with relaxation for certain categories as per government norms. Application fee is 300 as applicable for general EWS OBC candidates, while SC, ST, PWD, ex-servicemen are exempted. Candidates must submit a complete application with self-attested documents by 18/7/2025. For detailed eligibility criteria, application procedure and updates, kindly visit the official website at www.bhavini.nic.in. The National Institute of Pharmaceuticals Education and Research, SAS Nagar, Mohali, under the Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers, invites applications for Group A faculty positions, including professors, associate professors, and assistant professors in various specializations in pharmaceutical sciences. The last date for receipt of applications is 28th July 2025. Detailed eligibility criteria, application guidelines and forms can be found at the website, that is at https://niper.gov.in/jobs. India Trade Promotion Organization, ITPO, a Government of India enterprise headquartered at the Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi, invites applications from eligible candidates for the engagement of young professionals on a purely contractual basis, offering a consolidated monthly remuneration of 60,000 rupees. Interested candidates are encouraged to visit the career section of the official ITPO website at www.indiatradefair.com for detailed eligibility criteria, application process and deadlines. Delhi Development Authority is inviting applications on deputation basis for two accounts officers in Level 9 as per the 7th CPC. Eligible officers from central or state governments or statutory organizations may submit their applications via their CADA controlling authority. Full details, eligibility criteria and application formats available at www.dda.gov.in. The last date to apply is 14th July 2025. ICAR, Indian Agricultural Research Institute, IARI, New Delhi, seeks applications for one Senior Research Fellow, SRF, and one Research Associate under specific projects in the Division of Plant Pathology. Interested candidates should visit https://www.iari.res.in for detailed information and updates regarding the interview schedule. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsttalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.